Okay, the next parak is Nehemiah parak Yud Aleph, and we get back now to the story that happened a number of parakim ago, back to building up Yerushalayim. Nehemiah didn't just rebuild physical Yerushalayim, but obviously there were some dangers, as we saw, some people from within and from without that didn't want him to build it, and he also needed to populate it in order to protect it, in order to make it into a thriving city that he wanted it to be. So this parak talks about how they brought people back to Yerushalayim to live. Not everybody wanted to live there, but they brought people back, and it lists off, that this parak lists off all the people that lived in Yerushalayim and their families. Again, this continues the derech of Sefer Nehemiah. Nehemiah is very, wants to give credit, wants to give eternal credit to all of those who were Moser Nefesh Eretz Yisrael. In general, those who came back to the Eretz Yisrael, and also in this parak, those who lived in Yerushalayim, even though it wasn't so popular to live there at that time. So here we go, parak Yud Aleph. Vayeshvu Sarei Ha'am B'Yerushalayim. So there were some nobles and princes that lived in Yerushalayim. V'shar Ha'am, the rest of the nation did not, they lived outside, so they had a goral. Hipiru goralos, they had a goral, they had a lottery. L'havi Echem in Ha'asara, to bring 10%, to bring one-tenth of the population, L'sheves B'Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. To live in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, emphasizing it's Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And though still people didn't want to live there because of all the other issues. V'teisha hayados be'arim, and the other 90% could live wherever they want. Again, a goral is used a number of times in history. We know that the Se'irim on Yom Kippur, the Torah describes in Parshas Achrimos, Se'ir LaHashem and Se'ir LaZazal, is decided by a goral. A goral is kind of saying, Hashem, you decide. And it was used in the Chalukas Haaretz. They used the goral in the end of Sefer Bamidbar to split up the land. And of course here, they're using a goral. And the Vilna Gaon has a famous goral Hagra. Many stories about people using Goral Agra, but it's kind of letting a Kadosh Baruch Hu decide. So here they had a Goral in order to see who was going to come back to Yerushalayim. Vayavarchu Ha'am, there were those, though, that came voluntarily. And the whole nation gave them a bracha. Vayavarchu Ha'am, l'chol ha'anashim ha'misnadvim l'sheves b'Yerushalayim, those who were mitnadev to live in Yerushalayim. Right, Rashi, Asher Nadva Rucham Osam Lios Yoshim B'Yerushalayim Lishma Yirman Oivim, and the Mitzudas David adds, Asher is Nadvu Me'atzma Meretzonam Shalal Pi Agorel. Right, so why didn't people want to live in Yerushalayim at that time? So some say it was dangerous. That's what Rashi seems to say. Lishmar ha'ir minha oivim. Right, that's the Rashi. The Gemara seems to say that it was not so wasn't as airy. It wasn't as suburban. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis discusses the responsibilities of a husband and a wife, and what are grounds for divorce. And you can't move somewhere if you didn't discuss that. So the Mishnah says in Ksubis and Daf Kuf Yud, Ein Motzin Meir Lakir Umikrach Lakrach. If you live somewhere, one spouse can't force the other spouse just to go somewhere else. Avabosa Ir Motzin Meir Lakir Mikrach Lakrach. In the same land, in the same section. Avalo Meir Lakrach, Valo Mikrach Lakir. But you can't move from an ear to a krach, a walled city, Valo Mikrach Lakir. Why not? So says the Gemara, Bishlam Mikrach Lakir. Fine, I understand. You can't force somebody to go from a krach to a ear. A krach has all things that you need. An ear does not. Why can't you go from an ear to a krach? So Messiah the Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. This supports Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. The Rabbi Yossi Rechanina minayin sheyeshivas krachim kasha. How do you know that the yeshiva of a krach is kasha? It's difficult, right? A krach is a walled city. It's too squeezed. It's too many people squeezed in. Rashi, there, ksubas kufyud. Shakol mityashvim sham. V'dochakin u'mekarvim habatim zulazu. The houses are right next to each other. V'ain sham avir. There's no air. In an ear, yeshganos v'pardesim smuchim labatim v'aviran yafeh. In an ear, in an open city, there are parks and orchards and nice air. So you can't force, one spouse can't force the other spouse to go from an ear to a krach. How do you know that? Where in Tanakh do you know that? Shenevar, he quotes our pasuk. V'yavarchu ha'am l'chol ha'anashim ha'misnadvim l'sheves b'Yerushalayim. The Am gave a special bracha to those who moved to Yerushalayim. Right, because it wasn't something that was muvan me'elav, that would happen. So the Gemara and the Rashi there assumes that it's based on the overcrowding. So maybe it was overcrowded here, that probably doesn't happen. Right, because here the whole point was that it wasn't overcrowded. Maybe they didn't want it to live in these houses and make it overcrowded, because the houses were right next to each other. Dangerous. The Mishpat Zazav quotes from some of Farshim that maybe it was spiritually dangerous, right? Living close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living in the palace, you have to be on a higher level, right? Based on the Ramban. Eino dome hachotek shumaruchak mehamelech lachote beplatrin shal melech. Eino dome. And he quotes the Ramban in Bereshis Parak Yutes. Vida ki mishpat stom hayalamalas Eretz Yisrael. Why was stone punished like it was? Because it was, stone was in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ayisom michlal nachlas Hashem ve'eno sovelas anshei toevos. The land does not hold within it abominable people. V'kasher takias hagoy kulom ibnei toavosam hikdima v'kasas amazev sheyu ra'im mikulam l'shamayim v'labrios v'shamu aleim hashamayim v'aretz v'hushchusu aretz below refua la'olam. And therefore, they couldn't stay there. They couldn't stay there, right? It reminds us maybe of the Kusim, that the lions came and attacked them, Dafka, in Eretz Yisrael. But various suggestions why it wasn't a place that people wanted to live, but it's called Ir HaKodesh. And maybe at a certain point, we do have to recognize the godless of living there. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that there's a greater mitzvah to live in a Makam Kedusha, even though maybe it goes along with the pshat that we just said earlier, that it's somewhat more spiritually risky, but that's what he says in Parshas Vayeschanan, Chazinan. He writes on the Pasuk, Ebrona ve'eretz Aretz Hatova. Moshe Rabbeinu, while he wants to see Eretz Yisrael, Chazina she'af she'diga b'divrei Chazal, al ma'sharatz Moshe Rabbeinu say, Yarden, why do you want to go in? Mikol makom matzinu gam sharatz afliyos of. Moshe Rabbeinu would have even been a bird. What do you mean? He's not a bar mitzvah just to be a bird to fly into Eretz Yisrael. Etzam lios b'makom hakdusha hu dvar gadol. Just to be in a holy place is a dvar gadol. B'kivan shehashem yisparach hikdesh makom zeh, yesh l'shtad liyosham. Try to be there. U'pashut shegam ha-mitzvah hi b'shvil zeh, ladur b'makom kedusha, af shel yizdamei lo l'kayim sham mitzvah sadlius ba'aretz. To live in a holier spot, even though it doesn't mean more mitzvos. V'lachein, gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser mi b'shar Eretz Yisrael. After leka mitzvahs atulias b'Yerushalayim, even though there are no specific mitzvos, levada mitzvahs deboy choma, except the ones that need a walled city, ma'aser sheni, shekol adam k'sheyesh lo mechuyav lavo, nimsa she'etzem adira eino maybe yeser mitzvahs. Right? Even if I have fruit outside, I have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it there. So it's not the living there that brings more mitzvahs. V'rak b'shvel hakadushi mitzvah. V'nirei b'zeh gam inyan gadol. Sha'af b'dvarim gashmiyim. Shaykh l'hiskadesh im uratzon Hashem yisbarach. Right? The physical could be more mekudash, and that's Yerushalayim. So that's what they did here. They had a goral, so 10% of the population were told to move, but there were those that went by themselves. The Eila Rashi Amadina, Sheyashvi Yerushalayim, these swarthy heads, listing off, Uba Arei Yehuda, that lived in Yerushalayim, and Arei Yehuda, Yashvu, Ir, Bachuza, So, Bareim, outside in the Arei Yehuda, people lived in their Achuza. They came back, Yisrael, Hakohanim, Alavim, Manasinim, Ubinei, Avde, Shlomo, all of these families. Uba Yerushalayim, Yashvu, Mibinei Yehuda, Mibinei Binyamin, in Yerushalayim, B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Binyamin. Right, B'nai Yehuda and Binyamin, they both live there in proximity to each other. Interesting, because Yerushalayim was really a little of both. Little of both. It was split between Yehuda and Binyamin. So that, we know, is a discussion. The Gemara in Maseches Vachim notes that the border of those two Shvatim went right through Yerushalayim. Right through the Beis HaMikdash. Right through the Azara. The Mizbeach, we have a Mesorah, the Mizbeach had to be entirely in Shevet Binyamin. And that's why there was a Yesod, there was a base going around the Mizbeach on the north side totally, on the west side totally, but on the south and on the east side, there was only a little bit that wasn't a Yesod, because that's where the border was. And if there was a Yesod, then that would be cutting into Yehuda's property. And the entire Mizbeach, based on the Binyamin Ze'ev Yitzraf, the uncle is there, the entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. That's what Gemara says here in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel. Karen Mizrachas Daromis Lohayalo Yesod. My Taima Amr Balaz Lafisha Lohaisa Bechelko Shel Toref. Damar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Mizbeach Ochel Bechelko Shel Yehuda Ama. And that's why it had to be split. And Amr Belevi Barachama Amr Barachama Barachanina Ritzua Yisrael Yosef Michelko Shel Yehuda Benechazo Bechelko Shel Binyamin. Vayi Binyamin Atzadik Mitztair Alea Bechol Yom Lenotla. He was very upset. Laficha Zacha Binyamin Atzadik Venase Ushpizchan LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, he was the Ushpiz, and he was the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnemar, Uvein Ketefav Shachein. Why was it so important that only Binyamin had the Mizbeach and not wasn't in Yehuda at all? So that's a comment of the Maharsha here in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel to separate Keser Kahuna and Keser Malchus. Says the Maharsha, Lachud, the Keser Malchus Lachud, Velakach HaMikdash, Shehu Keser Kahuna, Lohaye Bechelek Yehuda, Asher Loha Malucha, Avolishkas HaGazis, Shesham HaMishpat Haye Bechelko, Kamoshakasa Melech B'Mishpat, Ya'amid Aretz. So the
Lishkas Hagazis, where the Sanhedrin was, that was in Yehuda, but the Mizbeach was in Binyamin. Vezeo Shamash, Lohaya Osa Amash, Shein Leisa, Bechagos Shaltorif, Vechulu. Might say the separation between the political leaders and the religious leaders. Maybe that was the problem. The Ramban talks about this at length in Parshas Vayechi, right? Of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. The Chashmonoim, who were Kohanim, became the Malachim. So not only the Ramban says, the Ramban emphasizes that it can't be any other Shevet that becomes king besides Malchus Beis David. So if somebody from Zvulun or somebody from Asher also would have become king, that would have been a problem. But this is even worse. These were Kohanim. And based on this halacha, that the Kohan, there had to be a separation between the political leaders and the religious leaders. So that was a problem of the Malchus here, and that's why it was split, but the whole Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. There's a discussion, Tosas quotes in Meseches Yuma, the Kasha, but doesn't the Gemara say Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim? Yerushalayim wasn't split? So Yerushalayim wasn't split. So it wasn't split. Nafkamid is in terms of paying rent in Yerushalayim. So if it wasn't split, so ask Tosfos in Yuma Daf Yud Beis. So what does it mean? That the border went right through? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that really there are two Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. There's the Kedusha that has to do with Dini Mamonis. Every Shevet got their portion. And there's the Kedusha of Isser V'Heter. Of every Shevet, not just monetarily had a place to live, Lamaisa, but Kedushas Ha'aretz, the Kedushas Ha'aretz wasn't complete until every portion of Eretz Yisrael was split into a different Shevet. So, says Rav Soloveitchik, regarding the latter one, Yerushalayim had to be split, because every single portion of Eretz Yisrael had to be split. Mashenkin, the Dini Mamonis part of the Kedusha, so that was not split. Lishvatim. Right, Rav Shachter quotes this in Eretz Tzvi and Simon Lamed. Debeis halachas nifrados hayu b'chalukas Eretz Yisrael lishvatim. Echan midin chalukas hayarshim b'tfusas habayis. Hadoma l'kol shar chalukas shutfin da'alma like any other shutaf. V'u adin b'dini mamonis. Monetary. Ul'achra chalukas shaya chilek zeh shal Eretz Yisrael l'shevet zeh v'chilek ha'achel l'shevet ha'sheni. Aval ein zeh pol sheikari chilek zeh chelko shel Yehuda v'chilek ha'achel chelko shel b'yamin. But it's not conceptually. To bailus b'cholatara kula ein apol ha'shem chalos shem be'etzem ha'chefsa. If Reuben owns a piece of land, this doesn't change the chefsa of the land. They happen to own it monetarily. Din yachas v'zika. It has to do with the connection between the owner and the asset. But din nosaf bechalukas Eretz Yisrael nigmra mitzvahs v'yirashtem osa v'shavtem ba. Isser v'heter. Those are two different chalukas. And then he quotes from the Ravid and the Adramah, the Arayv and the Shimon Kubetz of Basra in Yesh Nochlin, that only the chaluka to shvatim was done by the Urim Bitumim. But the chaluka within each shevet to families, that was alpi goral. Right? The Urim Bitumim, though, was used as step one. Why? Because the Chaluka to Yechidim to Mishpachos, that's Dinim Amonis. So that's, you just use a Goral. But regarding splitting it up into Shvatim, that's Isser V'Heter, and for that you needed the Urim of Etumim. This also even explains the Ravid. The Ravid, right, there's a major machlokas about Mishpatei Atznoim. You need the rules and regulations of Tznoim, of conditions. You have to say the positive before the negative. You have to make a double condition. If this, then that. If not, then not that. All the different rules and regulations. There's a major machlokas we've shown him. When do you need those rules and regulations? Right? The Rambam says that his Rebbeim say you only need it by Gittin and Kiddushin. By Gittin and Kiddushin, you don't need it by Dinei Mamonis. And the Ravid says, Avavishin Rai Ladavar, Zeich Ladavar, Batam Godli Yish Badavar. So the Ravid quotes that by Dinei Mamonis, you don't need Mishpatei Atznoim, and that's the source why you would only need it for Gittin and Kiddushin. What's the problem? The problem is that the source for Tznoim is Chalukas Haaretz. Isn't that all about Dinei Mamonis? That's all source of all rules and regulations of conditions. What do you see from there? Chalukas Haaretz is not pure Dinei Mamonis. It's also Isser V'Heter. That's what you have to say. So that's what the Rav Shachter quotes. Kol Iker Machlokas. All Machlokas, whether Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim or not, is just regarding Dinei Mamonis. But regarding Isser V'Heter, for sure it was split up. For sure it was split up just like every other portion of Eretz Yisrael had to be split up. But either way, this is some of the discussion of the relationship between Yehuda and Yamin in Yerushalayim, and that's alluded to here too. The Mefarshim also point to David HaMelech when he moved his Malchus. We spoke about this earlier in Nevi'im Rishonim. He moved his Malchus after 7 years in Hebron to Yerushalayim. Part of why he did that was he wanted to have the power of the two different Shvatim in the city. David HaMelech wanted the power of Yehuda and Binyamin to be in his capital city. Again, there's a lot more But let's get back to our discussion here. So we have this Pasuk Gemara that we just read. Yerushalayim was on the border, and people from Binyamin and Yehuda were here. Listing more of the names. Ela b'nei Yehuda, we lift off Asaya, ben Uziah, we go back a number of generations. Ve'elu b'nei Binyamin, list off the Binyamin families. Pasuk Yud. And we get to the Kohanim. In HaKohanim, Yedaya, ben Yoyariv Yachin. So now we're getting into Yedaya. If you remember, this was one of the Mishmaros. We know the Kohanim was split up in the Leviim into 24 Mishmaros. Major Machlokas, we've shown him. The Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah asay for the Kohanim to be in the Mishmaros. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Lamed Vav, Shesivanu Shiyakonim Ovdim L'Mishmaros, Ta'avod Kol Mishmaros Shavu Echad, V'lo Yad HaKol Mu'ureves Yachad. Shouldn't be all mixed up. Zulasi B'Regalim Shiyavdu Kol Mishmaros Kulam B'Shavah. Except on the Regalim, when all the Mishmaros equally work. V'chol Mi Sheba Mehem Makriv. And whoever comes from them is Makriv in that, on the Yantiv. Interesting, the Rambam counts one mitzvah. One mitzvah for every day, the Kohanim to work in their Mishmar, and for the Regalim, everybody works. If you look at Rav Sadia Gaon seems to count two mitzvahs. Again, it's always not 100% clear, but the way Rav Yochanan Perlow explains Rav Sadia Gaon in Mitzvah Kufchav Hey, Kufchav Vav, two different mitzvahs. A mitzvah for them to work the every day in their respective Mishmar, and on the Yontif for all of them to work. Why doesn't the Rambam count that? So it might be, explains the Mitzvah HaMelech, that it's not that it's a separate mitzvah for them to all work on Yantif. It's just that you have to work when it's your turn. So all the rest of the year you split up at the Mishmaros, so your mitzvah is to only that Mishmar work. On the Regel, they're not split up. If they're not split up, then maybe they all work. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's this: you work when it's your turn. So when is it your turn? So all the other days, you have separate groups. But on Yantif, there are no groups. The Ramban in the Hasagos quotes that he doesn't think it should be a mitzvah at all. This is just a reality. This is just a reality, right? You should, doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to a point. Again, it can't be a mitzvah just to a point also, because then what, Moshe Rabbeinu did the mitzvah and it's all done, right? The Mefarshim explained, this is a mitzvah for Moshe to a point and for us to follow the Avoda. Sam Sofer writes that in his commentary, The End of Maseches Kubis. Ikar mitzvah sheyamdu kein b'mishmar tam, v'lo yisarva od la'alos b'irvuvya. Right, it says it's not just it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to listen and to follow the mishmaros that were made by Moshe and Shlomo and all the earlier generations. But either way, this is somewhat either a mitzvah itself or related to a mitzvah, as we have the mishmaros listed here. We continue the listing of the Kohanim, and we get to Pasuk Yudalid, where the Pasuk says Va'achehem Gibore Chayil. Some of them were very strong, like Chayil usually means army. Mea v'asru mishmona, 128 of them, ufakir alehem zavdiel ben agdolim. So it seems like there were some strong people who used to fight. So I saw the Rinat Yitzchak asks, the Rambam tells us, the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, again famous Rambam, the last Rambam, the second to last Rambam in Hilchot Shemitah V'Yovel, describing Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi are people who are separate, and they are involved in Ruchnius, and that's why, Walama lo zacha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael, uve bizasa imechav, why weren't Levi, why doesn't Levi get a nachla? Bebnei shehuvda labaras Hashem, ulasharso, because they have to be separate to serve Hashem, ulahoros derachav hayisharim, and to be teachers, umishpatav hatzadikim larabim, shenemar yoru mishpatech liyakov, leficha huvdu lumidarki ha'olam, they have no responsibilities, lo orchin milchama kishar Yisrael, velo nochalim, velo zochal asman bekoach gufan, they don't have to fight wars, they don't get any Yerusha, a land. Elohim Chayel Hashem. They're Chayel Hashem. Shneimar Barech Hashem Chaylo. V'u Barach Hashem Zika Lehem. Hashem takes care of them. And then the Rambam is not only Shevet Levi Ova, but everybody wants to choose to be a Shevet Levi to dedicate their lives to Torah and to Jewish leadership. But ask the Rinas Yitzchak, so it says here that they're not supposed to fight wars. So what does it mean here? V'achayim Gibore Chayel. So the Rinas Yitzchak says, no, it must be, this is not just a regular war, this is protecting Pikuach Nefesh, protecting Am Yisrael. Then everybody has to defend, everybody has to fight. So there was some Kohanim that were fighters. Good. Umen Alevim, Shmaya, Ben Chashuv, Ben Azrikam, and now a list off after the Kohanim, the Levim, these families, Matanya, Ben Micha, Ben Zavdi, Ben Asaf. Interesting, who is Matanya? Rosh HaTehila, Yehuda LaTfila. That he was the one that started the Yehuda Latfila. Rav Schwab says Yehuda Latfila is like Psuki de Zimra. It's the beginning. Whenever they had a group of Tfila, so he was the one that started. Maybe he had a beautiful voice. Maybe he was the one that they chose. Remember who else had a beautiful voice? Navos. Navos had a beautiful voice. That scary medrash in the Yalkut in Malachim Aleph, that Navos, the year before, Achav took care of him, Rachman al-Itzlan, was the year they said, you know what, I'm not, even though all of Bnei Yisrael loved his voice, so you know, he didn't go up 1 year. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to trouble myself. So that's somehow connected to his later demise. But either way, this Matanya must have had a beautiful voice, and that's why he was the Rosh Atchila Yehoda Latfila. Vashoarim, and who are the gatekeepers? Remember, the Levim had different jobs, the Shorurim, the singers, and the Shoarim, the gatekeepers. Achuv, Talmon, Vachem, Ashomrim, Vashoarim, Mea Vashivim, Vashnayim, 172. Upekir Alavim, who is the head of the Levim, Uzi, Ben Bunny, Ben Chashavya, lists off all of these names. And why does this family of Levim, why are they in charge? Ki mitzvahs hamelech aleihem, pasach of gimel. The mitzvahs hamelech is upon them. What does that mean? Rashi says, Daryavash gave them permission. The Malbim says, maybe it wasn't just Daryavash, it was going back to David HaMelech. David HaMelech already gave them permission. And emuna, va'amana al ha-mishorim devar yom biyomo. So, they were appointed by this king, maybe going back, and lists off now, Psachi ben Mishay Zavel ben Ebezorach ben Yehuda, lists off Yisraelim now, from Shevet Yehuda and others, and it lists off a couple of the other places where Jews lived outside of Yerushalayim. Lists off Beersheva, Tziklag, Beirimon, Yarmut, Zanoach, Lachish, Azeka, Geva, Michmas, Aya, Beit El, right, and other places, Beersheva, and all these places where they lived around Yerushalayim, now that Yerushalayim was filled up, at least 10%. Okay, we'll stop here. Perek Yud Aleph of Nehemiah.